Angel 95, Jerry Q with you here, and another Kingdom Factor Day, and Mark Queen's with me, but we have a special guest. Mark, I'm going to let you tell us who's with us today.
Well, I'm excited to have Stephanie Carlin with us today. We're going to let her introduce her company, but I go back quite a ways with Stephanie and know her family, know her company, how she has served the kingdom and what she does professionally, and have been really proud to be able to collaborate with her in the past. Certainly look forward to continued collaborations in the future, and know that the wisdom that we're going to be sharing about her company, what she does, and how that's important to entrepreneurs. That, you know, we go back, we say often, Jerry, that just because you're an entrepreneur, you don't have to do it by yourself, right?
Right.
Well, Stephanie is going to bring her value and share her story today, to think that when you need somebody like Stephanie, this is not a realm that you want to do by yourself. You need a real expert like Stephanie to come in with that. So I think what we can do today, Jerry, is we'll just turn it over to you and let you kind of have a dialogue and let Stephanie tell you what her business and her company is all about.
All right. Well, I understand you're the owner of C5. Tell me what C5 is and a little bit of the history there.
Sure. C5 Business Advisors is a boutique valuation and consulting firm. I am based out of Salina, Kansas. I founded the company in 2020 with a mission to help business owners understand and grow the value of their business beyond the numbers so they can move forward in their pursuit with success and significance.
And how did
we provide? We provide business valuation services, ownership transition services, business advisory, and I have a member of my team that also provides some executive coaching. Well, you know, when I started my first company, again, I was 29 years old and I was very family focused. I did not seek the Lord's guidance during that time. And I think that the success that we had was, you know, in large part due to just grit and determination. I work really hard and I can almost, you know, will things into being, or at least I thought that I did at the time. And then making this transition to Chicago, I genuinely thought it was in the best interest of me and my partner and our clients. Did not seek the Lord's guidance in that. It just seemed like the thing to do. And, then less than 3 years later when they fired me and I was without a company, without a job, without clients and all those things, again, I just had to fall to my knees and be like, okay, clearly the way that I thought things should work out are not working out, Lord, and I don't know what to do. And so I was really, really prayerful in how I was going to move forward from that traumatic experience. Honestly, it was the worst thing that I'd ever gone through, just being fired, honestly. And so listening to God and taking my time and not just rushing through things that I had historically done, being mindful of it's all on His time frame, not mine. And so because I waited on Him, I listened to Him, I truly put my trust in Him. And then looking back now that, wow, things are so much better than I could have ever imagined. I'm just so grateful for that every single day. And that is just another, you know, area of my life that, I feel that God was very much present in. And I have all of this because of Him. And my faith in Him is what has kept me going during those tough times. But also when I express my gratitude, I know it's all because of Him.
How did you meet Mark of CoreScore and the Kingdom Factor model?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. And Mark, I've been racking my brain and I don't remember how we ran across each other because I feel like I've known you my entire life.
Well, guess what? I didn't rack my brain to think about this at all, and I don't recall either.
Through business, and I don't know what connection, but honestly, I mean, I feel like I've known Mark my entire life, and not only has he been a great mentor and friend to me, but he has been someone that through the years, you know, we've been able to share our faith with each other, and someone that I just know that truly is praying for me when I need those prayers. And so, yeah, I'm not sure how we got connected, but I thank God every day that we did.
Well, you know, there becomes a time when we're thinking about our entrepreneurial journey that, you know, you mentioned that you could just will things. You know, I think that's common for a lot of entrepreneurs, that we wear the weight on our shoulders of success. And there's nobody cheaper than ourselves when we start our companies, that we feel that we've got to do it all of ourselves. And there becomes a point in time that some people like you and I and many others, that they realize, I don't have to do this myself. I can. We're better together. Yeah. It's God's created a kingdom, right? And a kingdom would mean, but there's lots of subjects. Well, as subjects that we can be collaborating, and as long as we're collaborating to have a kingdom impact, then it's pretty easy to reach out and work with one another, and especially when you've got a like mindset. And it seems like to me that oftentimes God will connect and bring people into your life if you're willing to listen and look.
Yeah. And for me, you know, having that unexpected, I'll call it a sabbatical, it forced me to slow down because I literally didn't have anything to do. And I think entrepreneurs, because our, you know, there's always something that we do or that needs to be done. Sometimes we fall into that cycle of just go, 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 go. And we don't pause long enough to connect with God and really listen to what he's trying to tell us.
Yeah, Stephanie, I remember the day. I can't tell you the date. I'm not a very good historian, but I know where I was the day that you mentioned the call. We'll just call it the call.
Yeah.
I know where I was at that day. I know the chair I was sitting at. Uh-huh. I know it was during the day. The sun was up.
Yeah.
It was late afternoon. And I don't know how long that call went. But, you know, that call in itself, I think, shows the power of what we're creating inside of the tribes that we're building, that we're trying to provide a means by which we as entrepreneurs who all wear this weight, that our employees don't understand it, oftentimes our spouses won't understand it, our family members sometimes don't understand it, but we all have that weight. And by knowing that we all have that weight, that connects us, just like your fourth grade Sunday school class that you taught. They were all connected by being of similar age and that they were in the same classroom going through that materials with you. And so the power that can happen through those moments and sharing it allows us to have these opportunities for breakthroughs like you had, and you took your sabbatical and you leaned into it. Yeah. And then to be able to, I know during your sabbatical, not only were you into the word, but I'll bet you that I was not the only phone call that you made during that time. Is that right?
Oh, that's exactly right. And Mark, I remember exactly, yeah, what I was doing too when you called, and you let me you know, cry through our conversation, and then you immediately say, "Can I pray for you?" And I just felt this like, oh, this peace and some of that burden lift off my shoulders, knowing that a brother in Christ who truly did care was there for me and praying for me. And that just meant the world.
Well, thank you. You know, that's what we are for. That is what we're called to be. We're called to be this community, right? We might call it the church. The church isn't those buildings that are on the right corners in cities. The church is us, the people out there trying to move out into the world. And for us as entrepreneurs, we have kind of a different, unique set of scenarios, and we live in a different paradigm.
Well, and speaking of the paradigm you just mentioned there, you know, we think there's a paradigm developing for Christians in the business world between two bookends, actually. And where would you consider yourself, Stephanie, to be on the spectrum right now? The paradigm is, are you more like a Christian that owns a company, or you're closer to the other book and where God owns the company and you are the steward?
Yeah, I've reflected on this, and of course, I would like to say 100% of the time, I know that God owns the company and I am a steward. I have to remind myself of that every now and again. I think we all can get caught up in earthly successes and forget sometimes why we're here. But I try, I'd say that more often than not, I'm very aware that I'm a steward of what God has given me, and not just my business, but all of the blessings. And we teach that to our boys. We have three sons, and we're constantly talking about how we've been blessed, so let's be a blessing to others. You know, God has given us these things, whether it's business or skills or other resources. How can we use those to further his kingdom?
You know, Stephanie, when we start down this path, I have a phrase, and I want your opinion of this. So let me describe this scenario. I used to believe that as a business owner, I was a Christian, have been forever, very much like you, raised in the church, been on this journey, and I was a very successful entrepreneur, and I was in commerce. So I was delivering a product and a service inside of our secular world as a Christian. And I actually like to define that as I was doing commerce. But now, I'm defining that if I'm going to build a company and I want to actually focus on having a kingdom impact, that's a different focus, that I'm going to have to move into the deeper level of stewardship with my company and have these different areas. And it's not until I've defined that my company has a kingdom purpose that I'm actually doing business. Because I want to think that if I'm going to be the steward of God's business, then doing God's business means that I'm actually doing business, and that's a different paradigm than just being a Christian in commerce. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's a phrase called business as mission, and you know, how can we use this platform that we call our businesses to, again, further his kingdom, to share our faith with others, to help bring, you know, others to Christ, where our focus is on him and it's not on the KPIs that often gets, you know, thrown around and prioritized above all, right? Those key performance indicators, those financial metrics, the financial success of a company. It takes some intention to make sure that we're focused on the right thing. And because the world doesn't think the way that Christians think, again, we have to be reminded of that sometimes. It's easy to get caught up in those worldly thoughts. But if we can be intentional about how we can use our business, our this platform that we've been given. And for some, you know, people, it's their talents. You know, for others, it's, again, certain skills. You know, for entrepreneurs, we have this business that we're impacting not just our clients, but our employees and you know, their families. And how can we use that to really bring glory to God? And I think that's a pretty awesome responsibility, awesome in terms of that we get to do this, but also awesome in terms of just the greatness of that responsibility. But, you know, I do believe that God, you know, those that can handle a little, you know, he'll give much to. And I think that's too why entrepreneurs, we tend to have a lot on our plate, but I also think it's because God knows that in the right context, we can handle it as long as we are pursuing his goal for our life.
Yeah, amen, amen. I just want to remind our listeners, we're talking with Stephanie Carlin of C5 Business Advisors. And Stephanie, we just talked about this concept of being truly in business to honor God and the difference between being in commerce. But when we do that, we all have as entrepreneurs some of these areas that we have to deal with. So how do you see your companies and your faith intersecting inside of the business, specifically when we think about your employees?
That's a good question. You know, in this world we live in, I feel that there's a certain level of cautiousness. You know, can I say that? Can I do that? Can I invite them to pray with me? Because we see oftentimes in the news that the backlash of wearing our faith on our sleeve, so to speak. But I think that that can be overcome through knowledge. And, you know, in terms of knowing, you know, what our rights as Christians are, what our religious rights are. But even on a day-to-day, more practical approach, it's living by the golden rule. And, you know, you can have an interaction with an employee, a conversation, build a relationship with them, and maybe never even reference Christ, but through your actions and treating them the way that you want to be treated and lifting them up and being, you know, kind to them, you know, really living our faith through our actions, I think that can have a significant impact on the employees. And again, what I found is when you open that door to reveal yourself as a Christian, then that oftentimes encourages them to do the same. And then you have this deeper connection where you're more comfortable or more free to speak, you know, about your faith and about what God is doing in your lives.
Well, that's employees. How about customers? How do you interact with customers in your Christian pursuit?
Sure. You know, again, this probably is something that I personally need to be more courageous with. When I meet someone, again, just in conversation, I might, you know, make, you know, comments about certain things that give them insight into my Christian faith. And some of them recognize that. And then, you know, that's where the conversation about faith really, you know, can take off. Others don't, or maybe others, it's pretty obvious that they don't share the same faith or any faith at all. And I'm respectful of that. I don't, you know, want to push them in a direction that they're not ready to go. But through my actions with my, you know, with my clients, I will demonstrate, you know, those Christ-like traits. And then on a very just practical level too, you know, on my website, you know, if you read the bio about my company, there's a part in there that we talk about really wanting to raise our sons to grow in their faith and desire to become godly men. So in a very subtle way, I guess, I illustrate my faith on my website. And I have had clients that part of their mission statement is, you know, to reference and honor, you know, it actually talks about in their mission statement, they do what they do to honor God. And so as business owners and entrepreneurs, I think that we can do some subtle things to invite those conversations in for other, you know, Christ followers or those that are curious about becoming a Christ follower. But I think the most impactful thing that we can do in business with whether it's our employees or our clients is really just to live out our faith in the way that we treat others and the way that we respond and encourage and show up and quietly pray for them. There's plenty of clients that I have that are not of Christian faith, but man, they're in my prayers all the time because they're going through some difficult times. And I, you know, believe that at the right time that, you know, that they will feel those prayers, that they will, and I tell them I'm praying for them, and it might not go any further than just sharing that comment, but hoping that you're planting seeds along the way, because you never know how those seeds might grow into something pretty prosperous.
So do you have a habit when some of your clients then are Christians and you've gotten comfortable with them, is it a normal habit then when you meet with them and collaborate with them that you pray?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. We'll pray, usually over meals when I'm presenting to them. So the five C's, there's Bible passages that I have connected to the five C's of my company, the capacity, the clarity, the courage, the commitment, and the consistency. And when I know that they are a Christian led company, when I'm presenting to their employees or to their leadership teams, I incorporate those passages that help me form the company and to help tie that together. So I'm definitely much more open when I know that they are open to receiving that.
How do you express yourself through marketing and the example you're trying to present in a Christian perspective?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
How do you express yourself through marketing and...
Through marketing.
Yeah.
Well, apart from my website, I really don't do any marketing. And that's shame on me. Most of my business is developed through word of mouth. And I am so thankful for that. But I don't really get out there too much and actively market my business. It's just usually based on clients who I've helped in the past or other advisors that I've helped in the past. And Mark will tell you, I mean, I'm pretty transparent person. I'm a pretty, you get what you get type of person. So I don't shy away from things. And that might bode well for some and not others, and that's okay. But I'm not afraid to speak, what's on my mind or what's in my heart.
So, Stephanie, I would probably not be invited back to do the podcast if I didn't tell you there's a really cool Christian radio station in Manhattan, Kansas that does some really cool advertising things. So,
hey, now I know what I need to do.
Thanks for the sales pitch, Mark. All
right. Yeah. Hey, there you go.
So, Stephanie, there's some studies that show that we are affected by our environment. And so I want to think for a minute about where your team gets their work done. Of how do people know that you come from a Christian background, or would they know if they were to look in your office space or how you have something set up physically? Would they?
Oh yeah, you walk into my, and I'm in my office, of course, right now, and the first thing that you would see on my bookshelf is a large cross. On the right hand of my bookcase are my business books, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 shelves of business books. On the left hand side, there's as many shelves on here that is full of Christian books that I've read, daily devotions. I have a picture of Jesus Christ on my bookshelf next to a couple of different types of Bibles. You walk into my office and it's here. And quite frankly, this is where I come in the morning, because I office out of my home. But I come in here, and this is where I do my Bible study too. And so next to my chair that I sit in to do my Bible study, I've got my Bible, and I have, 1, 2, 3, 4 books that I'm reading, Bible studies and various, literature that I'm reading. So it's very much present in here. And for me, this is just a very calming space, it's a happy space. But even when I'm going through something challenging, I can look up and see that picture of Jesus, and it's next to a pair of praying hands carved out of wood. Mm-hmm. So I just look up there and I can just honestly just pray to him and just feel him watching over me in my office as I work and do my Bible studies.
How does your faith figure into your finances, business, personal? How does it figure into that?
How does faith figure into my
finances?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
For example, I'm interested to learn, Stephanie, do you have special things that you do financially? I mean, do you sponsor children as a company? How does your financial success, when people are paying your company revenues for the services they receive, do you somehow use those in a kingdom way?
Yeah, so since I started C5 and fully recognized that God gave me this gift of C5, he presented itself to me in a study that I was doing. and want to honor that because, again, I have been really blessed through this company. I knew right away that I was going to strictly adhere to the 10% tithing. And so that's what I do in my company is I allocate 10% to tithing. And I have a pretty strong relationship with my church here in Salina. And they have not only, of course, local missions, but they have missions throughout the world. And I just really trust their leadership and their use of the resources. And so we gift 10% to our church, and then it goes out to further the kingdom, not only locally, but again, globally.
Awesome.
Okay, Stephanie, maybe a question we haven't asked you that you're just dying to tell us about yourself, your company, and anything else you'd like to tell us?
You know, I just would say to any entrepreneur that is faith-centered and to not shy away from, you know, giving the glory to God. We have been given this platform of business, and knowing that, being a steward of these resources and knowing that they're not ultimately ours. We might call ourselves business owners, but I think we all recognize that God owns everything. And to use this platform to further his kingdom, whether it's through financial support of Christian-based organizations, whether it's through, you know, mentorship programs or just simply sharing your testimony and helping to lead others to Christ, there is such a bigger purpose that God has for us that most of us don't even recognize. And so taking time like this to listen to a podcast or read a book and reflect on how you can use business to further the mission of Christ, it takes intention because we can all get buried in the day-to-day of running companies. But when we can take just a few minutes and carve that out to focus on Christ and how we can use this platform that he's given us, it's just going to bless so many people. And above all, it will bless, you know, ourselves too by sharing this with others.
So Stephanie, that I'm not going to trap you because it seems like that might be the answer to the question I'm going to ask you. If to the listeners, if there was one thing that you could have went backwards inside of your professional life, if there was one thing that you could have done quicker to help you develop your journey with Christ inside of your business quicker, what's that one thing?
I think it'd be recognizing that God wants a personal relationship with me. Again, it took me until I was, you know, I think 40 years old to recognize that. Had I known that at a younger age, I think my journey would have been a lot different because it would have been, I think, more focused on him, having a better understanding of what his plan for my life is, not what I thought was best for me at the time. And so just kind of releasing any expectations that I have for how I think my life should turn out and just hand that over to God and create space every day to get in the Word and to listen to him. You know, I think about what that would have been like if I would have started doing that in my 20s. And I'm thankful that I'm doing that now. But get in the Word. God talks to each one of us if we just pause long enough to listen. And the plans that he has laid out, as the Bible says, before we were born, are so much greater than what we could have ever have imagined for ourselves if we just trust in him and have faith and be diligent and be patient.
Awesome. So if that would help those that are trying to move forward, if that's the one thing, I'd like for you to look back over your career. Think back of those, let's call them those moments that you got stuck or, you know, and we're not talking about a 40-day stuck. We can get stuck as entrepreneurs on a daily basis, but how important has collaboration been to you throughout your business career?
Oh, it's been huge. And Mark, I think you're a master collaborator, and I'm so thankful to be, you know, part of your inner circle because you know, when you surround yourself with not only, you know, like-minded people, but there's a trust there, and there becomes it becomes even more evident that as entrepreneurs, we don't have to bear this burden alone. I mean, not only is Christ there to give us strength, but surrounding yourself with other people that will carry a little piece of that burden for you, and you know, maybe have gone through a similar situation and can help guide you through some tough times, or be there to celebrate the good times, that we don't have to do this alone. And life is so much more richer when we can share it with others, and to share it with other Christians that will be there for us and pray for us during the good times and bad, to collaborate with them and helping, you know, not only solve client issues, but really, again, to further the kingdom. That's really the sweet spot there.
Yeah, you know, that we like to think that the power of a godly council of people that can collaborate with us to really give different viewpoints to us. And to your point, Stephanie, that it's not just the business. You know, we don't want to succeed inside of our businesses at the cost of our family, of our children. Right. We don't want to do it at the cost of our faith. But yet, if we're wearing that weight as an entrepreneur, it's so easy to get compressed and feel the pressure of that, that all of a sudden, different parts of our life can begin to have costs imposed upon them. Then when we look back, we'd say, wait a minute, why was I doing that? And we've seen, I think, just when I look back at our conversation that we had on the phone that day, the value of that call. And I wasn't the one that was in the point of contention. You were. But that call was important to me. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be able to tell you where I was that day and what the situation was under that moment. So that moment poured into me, I think, in a way very similar to the way that it poured into you. And I think that's proof that when we get past the independence that we're taught inside of our country. You know, we have so much freedom and liberties that we get to pursue. It doesn't take very much to become a business owner in the United States.
Right.
It takes very little. Now, yeah, some of them require licenses, but I'm sorry, it's very easy to get into business. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to go out and do that, and you do that with all the weight on your back, then I think that there are listeners that are hearing this today that are afraid to create that council, to create mm-hmm. that collaboration. Has there ever been a point in time that you've really regretted collaborating?
Not collaborating with the right people. Yeah, there's been points of time where I willed something and was doing something with somebody I probably shouldn't have been in business with or whatever, but when I am collaborating with those, especially of Christian faith, there's a trust there that it's hard to find when you don't have that common ground of Christ. But there's a trust there that you know that they're going to take care of your clients, or, you know, just as good as you would take care of them. And it also makes me think about Mark, too, that, you know, as entrepreneurs, and we started the show off with this, can be a lonely place. You know, our family, our friends, our coworkers might not understand some of the pressures that we as business owners and entrepreneurs have. And they just can't relate because they've not done this before. So when you collaborate with others who have, it's like you can go to them and be really vulnerable and be comfortable with that, because you know that they're not judging you. You know that they're going to pray for you. They're going to help you in any way that they can, you know, not only through collaboration in your business, but even just as brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's one of the things that I hold very dear is my friends and my business associates that have a deep faith. Those are my go-to people when things are hard, because they can handle it. They don't try to, you know, talk me out of a certain situation. They just listen and they pray. And together, you know, we face this, you know, with Christ And those are the relationships that I am so thankful for.
You know, Stephanie, your comment about you haven't ever really regretted collaborating as long as with the right people. And I think that's the power of collaboration, that if you have those trusted, godly counsel people in your life, that they actually are the ones that can call that out and say, you know, really, are you 100% sure that you should be doing business with that person or company? Do you think your spouse would really approve of that? Would God approve of it? You know, and it's not in a judgmental way, but having independent voices around us that we really can be vulnerable with is just so powerful. So I want to tell you, thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope you'll come back and join us again sometime. And we can talk a little further maybe about how faith might interact inside of an actual evaluation or the different services and products that you deliver. I think there's probably one or two or three or who knows how many more podcasts that we might be able to share with you. Are you open to that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And again, just thank you for thinking of me and inviting me to participate today. It's been a lot of fun, but it also, again, just gave me these few moments to reflect on what I think all of us are just trying to do, which is to live up to what God's plan is for us and to give him the glory. So thank you for creating this podcast, Mark, and helping other entrepreneurs. And you know, here's to furthering God's kingdom through business.
Awesome. I want to thank you also, Stephanie, for being my guest today here. And we will get you back for a Kingdom Factor here. It's on the radio, and also you can listen to these broadcasts because we're at Angel95FM.com, Angel95FM.com, and just there's a link on there for Kingdom Factor, and you can hear all our interviews, not just this one, but any of the ones we've done there on that site. So Angel95FM.com, and Stephanie, we'll talk soon. Appreciate you visiting with us today.
Thank you both, gentlemen. May God bless you.